Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brendan Bayard joins us for the Paddler's Report. And, Brendan, first question, your go-to sunglasses.
Oh, Don, I've had many sunglasses in my life, but I am currently using Hobie Polarized Snook sunglasses. They are very kind of, very small, but they float as well. So that's kind of the cool thing about these guys. I use a retainer to keep them on my neck, but if you didn't have that, you could let them fall in the water and they would float. And I've already lost a couple in my life that way, so I figured, you know, this is a good thing to have. And so, you know, you're in the kayak, you're always fumbling things, you're close to the water, and inevitably some things go over the gunwale and into the water, just like my Boga Grip did about a year ago. And it can be an expensive lesson to learn. So I'm looking forward to these saving my day on with sunglasses.
Well, that's why they make those little floats, those little styrofoam floats with a keychain on them. You can hook it onto several things that could save the day. What shade of lens do you prefer? Really dark, medium, bright?
I usually have kind of like the green amber colored polarized glasses, but these are the blue reflective with the kind of the grayish, you know. I think the brownish is a little bit better, but this is the gray is what was available at the time, and it's so far it's worked great. Don't have any complaints. Can still see redfish when I'm standing up cruising along the flat, so not a problem.
Yeah, very important to do some fish spotting that you have a good pair of polarized glasses. Brendan, offshore mania, what's that going on at Navarre Beach?
Yeah, it's this is the third year of offshore mania. We have just a group of guys that gather up over there at the Navarre Beach, and the Navarre Beach is a wonderful place to kayak fish from because it's far from both passes to the east and west, and so you kind of have the offshore area mostly to yourself, and you can go start catching snapper off the bottom, you know, anywhere from half mile off to even further. I've gone as far as, you know, 5-6 miles offshore right there. Lots of great bottom fishing. You can troll. You can catch all kinds of things trolling. I've even seen people catch wahoo, cobia. There's, you know, sailfish get caught every so often. There was a sailfish caught on the pier yesterday, so they're in the area. So you just never know what kind of lucky fish you're going to come across when you're pulling a big bait behind you or pulling up from the bottom. I've been out there, and we've caught grouper off the bottom, all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, it's a good pompano spot. We filmed the show there several weeks ago, catching some pompano right off the pier, but there were also some kayakers on those first sandbars. It seems to be that's where the schools kind of congregate and, you know, work their way around there and provide some good close-in action. All right, Slamboree by the Lafayette Club. What's that going on?
Yeah, today we have the Slamboree down LA1, and that's a traditional slam tournament, where you're catching a flounder, speckled trout, and a redfish. And those guys are fishing their third event of the year, and so if you're down that way, you probably see those guys fishing for the slam. The only change up for the rule this year is the redfish have to be under 26 because, you know, as people catch fish and they kind of want to put them on their ice chest and maybe hopefully they shrink a little bit, we don't want people keeping fish over 27 because now that's an illegal thing. So we've kind of given ourselves an artificial inch barrier to keep that from happening. So,
you know, that's a wise move. I think that's a good move.
Yeah, the competitive nature in everybody's blood is a little hard to tamper sometimes. So, you know, guys want to keep that 27 and a quarter because they know it's going to shrink. But this way, you know, that 26 and a quarter is what you're going for, and it'll shrink on the ice just fine.
Right. All right, so you're at a swim meet today. You're high and dry.
Yeah, I'll be fishing next weekend at the Magnolia Slam Tournament in Mississippi, which I'm excited for. But, yeah, my daughter is the one of the head coaches here at the swim team, and so I'll be rooting on my three kids here today in the city meet here in Baton Rouge, and then I'll get to go fishing next weekend.
Very good. Now, that Magnolia Slam, that's a combination of several clubs putting that together. Where can people find out more info if they want to sign up for it?
Yeah, just Google Magnolia Slam Mississippi kayak fishing, and you know, I think you'll have a lot of info come up. But it's basically going to be from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. next Saturday, and those Mississippi waters are where we're going to be fishing. So looking forward to that. I know I've had some friends doing pretty well over there, and hopefully they'll share some spots with me, and you know, have a good day on the water in some new water areas.
All right. Good luck to the Tarpons today, and we'll catch up with you next time. Thanks so much for the report.
All right. Thanks, Don. Take care.
All right. There he goes, Brendan Bayard.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.